This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our weekly series, Vital Signs, results from a recently published study showing men twice as likely as women to die from sudden cardiac death, the largest cause of natural death in the U.S. I talked about this with Dr. Carl Horton, a cardiologist with Texas Arlington Health Hospital. What is sudden cardiac death?
Essentially, sudden cardiac death is death usually within less than 1 hour from coronary heart disease. And it's usually thought to not to be related to any other specific illness.
Just comes on seemingly out of the blue.
That's correct.
Is it a heart attack?
It can be a myocardial infarction, which is the kind of medical term for heart attack, but it also could be related to other things. Arrhythmia related, where the heart goes into a bad rhythm, which can subsequently kill you. Other conditions are related to structural heart disease. If the heart has a cardiomyopathy or genetic predisposition, those also can cause sudden death.
Is a person given to sudden cardiac death someone who was already pretty ill to begin with?
Not necessarily. It could be somebody who has underlying illnesses, but it also could be somebody that's seemingly otherwise healthy.
Which then makes me ask them, what are the risk factors for it?
There's a study recently published by the Framingham Heart Study. Most of those risk factors looked at kind of basic things, whether you have high blood pressure or not, diabetic, if you're a smoker, also looked at age and gender. And the most prevalent risk factor really that came out of that study of that death was hypertension or high blood pressure.
Why then, according to this latest study, would it be most likely to occur in men more than women?
I don't think we know the complete answer to that. We know that coronary artery disease or atherosclerosis tends to develop earlier in men than in women. Usually in men, it develops 10 to 15 years earlier than women. And women, usually the risk of them developing underlying heart disease increases after they go through menopause. So really, it's not uncommon for me to take care of a gentleman who come in the emergency room with a heart attack in his early 40s, sometimes early late 30s. But it's rare for us to see a woman who comes in and presents that early.
So since men tend to present heart disease earlier than women, then it's an easy connection that this might come along with sudden cardiac death.
As earlier than women also, yes.
As earlier than women. But we don't know why. Does anyone have any guesses?
Well, in terms of development of general coronary heart disease, women do have, in general, higher levels of HDL or high-density lipoprotein than men. And that's thought to be a negative risk factor, cardioprotective. And so usually across the board, if I see patients in my office, women tend to have higher levels of HDL than men. And then once women go through menopause, their levels of HDL begin to decrease, then the risk of heart disease begin to increase. And it's almost like kind of like two lines that cross. And so then we start to see that peak in heart disease in women. But there are some other categories where we do see heart disease earlier in women. Usually those are heavy smokers and also if they're diabetic.
That would seem to suggest if sudden cardiac death were going to happen to someone, it would happen to women before it would happen to men.
Not necessarily. Across all age groups, men have a higher risk of sudden cardiac death compared to women. And it didn't matter what age it was in this study, men have higher rates of sudden cardiac death. The number one risk factor was hypertension across all age groups. So if you took one risk factor where there was diabetes, smoking, hypertension, hypertension was the main risk factor that was clearly above the rest. However, if you have more than one risk factor, they're additive. So the risk is higher.
But hypertension can be treated, so therefore can
help reduce
sudden cardiac
risk.
Death or SCD, can that be prevented?
If your blood pressure is well controlled, then that can help reduce your risk.
What should a person do to keep blood pressure under control?
Visit a physician on a regular basis. There's so many of us out here who do not have regular physicians, do not get regular medical care. Some of us have insurance and still don't go see a doctor on a regular basis because they don't like doctors.
That's men.
Men are less likely to go to the physician and get regular annual checkups. And so what happens is people may be feeling fine. You know, they call hypertension the silent killer. And unless you go get checked, a lot of men don't know they have it.
Any other things a person should do?
Regular aerobic exercise definitely helps reduce that risk.
Diet plays a role in that too, doesn't it?
It does. Less in fat, cholesterol. We all need to do better on diet.
Dr. Horton, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.